People ask me how I got to be the editor of the Old Farmer's Almanac and Yankee Magazine. I can answer in just one word: nepotism.
That's Judd Hale. His uncle bought the Old Farmer's Almanac in 1939. Judd is the editor. His cousin is the publisher. I'm Don Swain with BookBeat. The 1984 edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac is out with a record number of pages, 224, and a circulation of 4 million. Hale says it was launched by a Massachusetts man, Robert B. Thomas, in 1798, when the U.S. had just 15 states and a population of fewer than 4 million.
Sold it for 8 cents and was distributed around those 15 states by itinerant booksellers. Of course, the big break he had was in 1816 when by a printer's error, really. He predicted snow for the summer of 1816. When he discovered it, he pulled all the copies off the newsstand. He was horrified. He probably wished he hadn't pulled them out because it did snow in July. 1815 was the eruption of Mount Tambora in the Dutch East Indies, which was a tremendous volcano eruption. It evidently lowered worldwide temperatures for the following year, as much as 2 to 3 degrees.
Under Robert B. Thomas, the Old Farmer's Almanac was an immediate success, and he ran it for 56 years. After his death, there were 11 editors over the years, and the almanac declined in the 1930s.
You might blame it on the Depression, perhaps, when people were not nostalgic and tradition wasn't such a big factor, perhaps. But you might also blame it on the fact that Little Brown was publishing it then and left out the weather forecast.
Hale's family got a big publicity break during World War II.
In 1944, the FBI apprehended a German spy on Long Island that had landed from a U-boat, evidently, and in his pocket was a 1944 edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac. And our government felt that the Germans were perhaps using our almanac to see what the weather was going to be like over here.
So the government tried to ban the almanac. When he's not working on the almanac, Judd Hale is editing Yankee Magazine, the Old Farmer's Almanac, 192 years old. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.